I'm Martin Anderson. Thanks for tuning in to WNCW. With me on the phone, banjo great Bela Fleck, who has an exciting announcement about a new project he's working on. Bela, welcome to WNCW.
Oh, thank you for having me, Martin. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. And I'm glad to hear that you're coming back to our area, though it's not till August, but planning is underway for it now. It's the inaugural Blue Ridge Banjo Camp at the Brevard Music Center in Brevard. You're going to try on a different hat this time, not just be the banjo player on stage or in the studio. You're the principal of this new school.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk to people. I won't be able to just shut up and play and look dour. I'm going to actually have to communicate.
This is pretty interesting. You've got a bunch of fellow banjo greats joining you for this. It's August 15th through 19th, and you're currently gathering auditions now through the end of February for folks to submit their, demo tapes, as we call them. I guess I just dated myself, but they're audition videos through, how do folks get in touch with the camp?
Well, just go to www.blueridgebanjocamp.com, and it's all up there. It'll explain what's going on. And they're not really demos. I'm not sure that we're going to be turning people away. It's more that I really want to know who everybody is, and I'm going to look at them all, and I'm going to be developing notes on what would be good things to focus on, and also really tailor the teaching to the students that are going to come.
So folks go to BlueRidgeBanjoCamp.com, and that's where all, of course, the camp application info is for tuitions and lodging and all that. But also folks will see the directions on how to make these little YouTube videos, 3 to 5 minute videos. So what exactly will you be looking for? It sounds like you're saying not perfection or anything.
No, I'm not looking to, I want to find out what people really play like. So I've said before to a few folks, it's not a recording, it's not an album, it's not going to come out. It's just for me to get a sense, what are the things people are struggling with, what are the things people are good at, how advanced should the instruction be? Because, with people like me and Tony, all of these teachers, we could take it to geek land pretty quick and get way into tiny stuff that's super important to us out on the edge, but is not going to be helpful to people that are not ready for that. So and we're going to certainly do some of that because we won't be able to help ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I think we want to really do something that's good for everybody who's there and get a sense of who's going to be there.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the other teachers there that you've got. You mentioned Tony. That would be none other than Tony Trischka. And why is he not the banjo player that taught you way back when?
That's right. I mean, he was my teacher, and he was just, back then, it was early in his teaching. Since then, he's become one of the great banjo teachers. I guess he already was, but I guess now people know he is. And he has a big online presence in the Tony Trischka Banjo website, which has been helping a lot of people along the way. But he has not only tremendous playing ability at a world-class level, but he's just one of the sweetest, most wonderful people and a great communicator. He's very encouraging, but he also can show you what's just over the horizon, what your next move is. And he was always really good. He always knew kind of what I needed, which was mostly to be left alone with a few kind of pointers in a few directions to get me excited and get me going. In my case, that's what I needed, but someone else might need, work in another area. But he's like just one of my deepest, oldest friends and greatest musicians and greatest teachers. So that's going to be really neat. Kristen Scott Benson is another person who I'm really excited about. Because she, not only being a great traditional player and prepared to sort of hold down the traditional side of the camp, she's a great teacher, and she got into teaching almost unintentionally. The great banjo teacher around her area died, and people started coming to her for lessons, and she started taking them, and she discovered that she had a vocation for it. And so I'm really excited to have somebody like her that's really committed to teaching be part of the camp, as well as being a great player that she is.
We know Kristen from her work with the Grascals, but she's also come here to WNCW a time or two to talk about just various things, and she's very well-spoken, really sweet.
Yeah, I really get a great vibe from her, so I'm really thrilled to have her part of the team. So those are two folks that I'm really thrilled about. Everybody. Mike Munford is a banjo geek of the first order. You know Mike?
Well, I do, and a lot of folks might think they do and say, oh, yeah, I love Mumford & Sons. But no, folks, this is Mike Munford, the other one. This is Munford, who we know him through Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and I guess he's played with a number of other folks?
Yeah. Now, along with, and he's won Banjo Player of the Year now at IBMA. Fantastic player and banjo thinker, but he's also a great banjo setup guy. And Tony and I have both used him to get our banjos sounding as good as they can. So I'm hoping that everyone can take advantage of that, and maybe we can have him talk a bit about banjo setup, because I think he's really one of the best.
Great. And then the other one that will be there is Steve Cooley, and I don't know much about him. Tell us about Steve Cooley.
Steve Cooley is a treasure. Now, he's an old friend of mine. I first met him in Kentucky when I moved down to play with Jimmy Goodrow and Glenn Lawson in the band Spectrum. And he was around. He was a Louisville guy, great banjo player. And he and I got to be pals, and he turned me on to a lot of the stuff, like the Earl Scruggs live radio shows, which you couldn't find at that time. I mean, they were all secret tapes that people were passing around. And we would just always go to see J.D. Crowe play at the Station Inn on Newtown, not the Station Inn, the Holiday Inn on Newtown Pike in Lexington. Every night he was there. And we just had an ongoing friendship and dialogue about the banjo. And I think he's a really great unsung banjo player, just one of the best you ever heard at a variety of things, from really understanding the Crowe style inside out and the Scruggs style, but to also his own unique way of combining single string and melodic style as well. So he's a character and a really interesting dude, and I think people are going to get a kick out of him.
It's neat to think of you, Bela Fleck, as a kid going around and geeking out on these new bluegrass bands like J.D. Crowe with Steve Cooley, and then taking lessons from Tony Trischka, and now here there will be fellow banjo teachers with you at this Blue Ridge Banjo Camp in Brevard at the Brevard Music Center. It's August 15th through 19th. We're speaking with Bela Fleck here at WNCW. So you've got all these different teachers coming together, and a lot of you have been doing teaching for quite a while. You've done some good instructional videos over the years, Bela, and I guess you do workshops from time to time, but this will be your first time to do more of an intensive banjo camp.
If you think about your pie chart of like what you want to be doing in your life, I've always wanted teaching to be on that chart, but it's never been on there. It hasn't been on there ever since the Flecktones started, pretty much 30 years now. So this is my chance to get it in there, and I really feel like there's a lot that I've learned as I've gone along that I want to pass along to people.
And it is all at the Brevard Music Center in Brevard, home for the Mountain Song Festival that Woody Platt and company and the Steep Canyon Rangers have been putting on there for a number of years. They have a new Songsmith Festival coming there as well. The classical music tradition has been there at the Brevard Music Center for a while, and you picked a great place to have this inaugural Blue Ridge Banjo Camp.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned Woody, because he's the reason that this is happening. And he is involved with that facility now, from putting on a Mountain Song and this new festival. And I think he would really like to see more kind of roots kinds of events happening there, and set up perfectly for a camp, because that's what the facility is built for. So I also like the idea that we're putting a banjo camp into a place where a classical music camp normally takes place. The infrastructure is there. It's a really nice place to be. But it's also classy. It's not like we're going to be out in the woods roughing it. It'll be a nice place, and that reflects well on the banjo and getting over the stereotypes that we struggle with sometimes. And people like to laugh at us because we play the banjo for some reason. We're an easy target. So I've always wanted to class up the banjo within reason, and this fits the bill.
All right. So I guess it's formal wear. When you're packing up and getting ready? No, maybe not.
Probably. I don't mean that.
Yes.
I don't mean that. I mean in terms of perception.
Yeah.
I just mean in terms of perception, because, you know, we tend to look at classical music as very refined and very, very, you know, established and classy and so forth. I don't mean we're not going to cuss or we're not going to dress comfortable, but I just like the idea that it's happening in a place that we associate with the world's greatest old music, you know.
So it's August 15th through 19th, and it culminates in a little concert performance that you all will be putting on?
Exactly, and the concert may be more than a little concert performance. We're still working on exactly who's going to be there besides the teachers. I've got a lot of friends to draw on, and I'm still talking to people and discussing, thinking about what's going to happen, but I'm sure we're going to have some other surprise, special, powerful guests show up for that as well.
We know that Elise Tony Trischko will be there, and Kristen Scott Benson, and Mike Mumford, and Steve Cooley. Those are the banjo instructors there. And I like how each student, Bela, is going to spend time with each of the teachers. They'll be rotating all through as they learn three distinct styles of three finger banjo, right?
Yeah, we talk about the scrug style as being sort of the fundament, but then this melodic style, or sometimes people call it Keith style, or chromatic style even, and then there's the Reno style, where you play the banjo almost more like as if you're playing it with a flat pick, like you're almost playing it like a guitar, and or Eddie Adcock is another great proponent of that style. He probably wouldn't like me to call it Reno style, because he does it just as much and just as well, but the idea of going flowing seamlessly between these three styles is, I think, of interest, and I think a lot of my favorite players are able to sort of just go in between, and you don't even notice it happen, but all of a sudden they're in a different style, and that's actually hard to do. It's one thing to do one, it's something else to switch between, and I think we want to focus on that too.
Bela Fleck about to kick off the inaugural Blue Ridge Banjo Camp at the Brevard Music Center August 15th through 19th. And they are taking YouTube video submissions now to get into the camp. Through the end of February, you can do so at BlueRidgeBanjoCamp.com. And Bela, while I've got you on the phone with us here at WNCW, what are you up to for the next few months leading up to the August camp? You're on tour with Abigail for Echo in the Valley, and I guess you're in the Midwest currently, and then you're also doing Bela Fleck concertos with the Louisiana Philharmonic and the Colorado Philharmonic. Sounds like you've got an active spring ahead of you.
Yeah, it's good. It's a fun time. Just finishing up a trip with the Flecktones Trio, which is Victor Wooten and Future Man and myself, doing the music that we did after Howard Levy left the band in 92. When we were a trio, so we're just doing a short little run of that, and that's really fun. And like you said, me and Abby hitting the road with Juno, our son, on tour on our bus, traveling through the Midwest. And we have big news, actually. We have another baby on the way that is going to be showing up right around June. So that's affecting our thinking about what's going to come next. We're going to leave a little space in the duo department. But then, yeah, I also have this this banjo concerto that's going to be birthed before the new baby, which is a piece that's been commissioned by the Louisiana Symphony to celebrate the tricentennial of New Orleans. And I've been writing feverishly for about a year, and it's about time to stop writing and start learning how to play it.
Congratulations on being a daddy and making, I guess, a little brother or sister for Juno. Not sure yet, or?
Yeah, no, we know it's going to be a little boy, so we're trying to think of names. But it's going to be fun being out on tour. Abby's getting big, and she's happy. She's having a good pregnancy, and we're going to play out a few more dates, and then she's going to hibernate for a while. And we'll have a big event. Very excited about it.
Well, congratulations from all of us, your fans here at WNCW, to you and Abigail on that wonderful news. And we look forward to seeing you at Merlefest as well. I guess we'll see you sooner than the August banjo camp. I'm glad you're coming back to Merlefest.
That's right. Yeah, me too. That's going to be fun. I wonder if she'll be dancing at that point. She'll be like 7 months pregnant. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, we're still talking about her wonderful clogging performance live in the Air Studio here a few months back, so it's pretty impressive. Bela Fleck, thanks for spending time with us, and thanks for bringing this first Blue Ridge Banjo Camp to the area. Again, it's at the Brevard Music Center, August 15th through 19th. Details at BlueRidgeBanjoCamp.com. www.bailamusic.com. Congratulations, Bela.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you, Martin.